Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. I'm Chicago Tony V. Today is episode 44 for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. Here we go. Let's get some music going. Oh, there's a lively tune there to start us off. We have our first commenter already. I can tell Drew's going to be quite the competitor. Holy cow, we're off and running. I wondered if Haley was going to be in. I'm way, way ahead of myself. Let me get through the business end real quick while the comment section fills up. You know me, I got to do my disclaimer. First of all, we're going to get to, it's time to revisit our friends, the Juggalos, everybody. All you pepperonis, did you know we have really quite a history with the Juggalos from Insane Clown Posse? I want to go through it because I think something pertinent happened the other day. And it's time to revisit these beautiful people, these beautiful friends of ours, the Juggalos. But before I do, you know me, I have to go through my disclaimer. First of all, everybody, please, everything I say, it's allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes only. What am I? I'm simply a crazy person on the internet with some jowls, with a weird hat, rose-colored glasses. I'm trying to lose some LBs. I'm doing my best. Georgie girl's in the house. Good morning, Georgie.
Just a small town girl.
So, it's better for you, me, them, everybody, if no one believes a single freaking word that comes out of my mouth. Life will go better that way. That's the disclaimer. I also always like to explain for my beautiful podcast listeners. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are smart because what you've done is rather than catching the live stream at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is what is happening right now, you're listening on your own time. You've downloaded through one of the, what do we call them, pod chasers. You got your Google Podcasts. You got your Stitcher. You got iTunes, of course, the big leader. And then also very, very popular, Spotify. Our Spotify listeners. You guys are listening at your own leisure. You're smart. Maybe you're mowing the lawn. Maybe you're laying around trying to get to bed, which why are you listening to me if you're trying to do that? Maybe you're painting your bedroom. Maybe you're a long haul trucker and you've got a whole cab full of, let's say Cottonelle flushable wipes, for example. and you're hauling out of Paducah, Kentucky. You gotta take those things all the way out to Poughkeepsie, New York. What the hell are you going to do? You're listening to a podcast and lo and behold, out of all the kajillions you could listen to, thank Christ, we have found each other. You're listening to the Chicago Tony V Show. My point is, I want to explain what you're listening to. What you're listening to is me, a crazy person, live stream right now over Reddit. The reason I do this is so I can interact with all my beautiful friends. We call them Tony's Pepperonis. I'm a super lucky guy. I get to have coffee every morning with my friends over Reddit. And it's recorded. That's what you're listening to. So you'll hear me interact with people in the comments section of this live stream right now. And you'll hear lots of famous VIP pepperonis mentioned. Several who have been on the show. I'm still brewing my own coffee, everybody. It's terrific. Terrifically freeing. So we got to talk about the podium finish. Drew the Mastodon is coming in strong again. Gold medal. The beautiful Haley from Podcast 27 is in the silver medal position. I saw her kicking around on Twitter earlier. I wondered if Haley was going to come on. She says good morning. And the beautiful and talented RoboCat is in the bronze medal finish in the comments section. Very, very respectable. It's a rare non-podium finish for Georgie Girl. Georgie, all I want to know is did you happen to look at my Twitter this morning? That's all I want to know. Just give me a message. And yeah, that's all I want to know. Hey, did you guys notice something? Now, for you long-term pepperonis, something very interesting happened yesterday. I was going through the comments section sometime after the show. The comments are now getting, they're kind of fast-paced enough that I lose track of the comments quite often, which is fun. I guess that's a good problem to have. I was going through and reviewing the comments yesterday, And who do I see but Jet Engineer? Does anyone remember the importance of Jet Engineer? That's the Reddit user account, Jet underscore Engineer, if I remember correctly. Well, we have to go way, way back, Pepperoni. Pepperonis. We have to go way back and remember the time Jet Engineer had commented. This is in an early show. This, we're talking maybe episode 3. Now we're on 44 today. Jet Engineer had posted something about his or her cat was having seizures. And I made a wisecrack about maybe it's a good time for a dog, right? And I felt horrible. Of course, I felt horrible. So horrible, I had to make an apology video. I used to have to do a lot of apology videos. And one of those videos was to Jet Engineer for the cat incident. Well, yesterday, this beautiful person was back in the stream, reported that the cat is doing great. So, of course, now what I want to know is, does this mean that Jet Engineer is coming back for good now? I don't want to lose a Pepperoni over a stupid mistake that I made. The thing you guys got to think about is that doing the show is like a pressure cooker, right? Especially back then. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't understand any of the technology around us. And so he or she, I still don't know. I would like to know. For some reason, I always like to know, are you a lady or are you a fella? I don't know why I like to know that, but all these weird Reddit names, I like to decipher them and get them straight in my mind. But it's a pressure cooker. And I mean, most of the time I do this, when I hit stream, I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. No idea. I do think it's getting a little bit better because I'm doing way fewer apology videos. The Juggalos, of course, is maybe my most infamous apology video. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I see that Harry is in the house. Good morning, Harry, from across the pond. You know, one of the things I wanted to mention actually about Harry, of course, Harry was on yesterday. He had a great call in yesterday. And Harry runs the terrific podcast, the Gamers Watch podcast. His Twitter handle is Gamers Watch Crew. It's kind of his subversive Twitter handle because he's already been banned from Twitter. He broke it. But one of the things I wanted to mention about Harry, I meant to yesterday, that I just thought is a fun fact. I want all you guys to know. So, you know, Harry and I enjoy each other. We've gotten to know each other. Obviously, we've never met, right? I'm under house arrest in, you know, here in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Harry's under house arrest across the pond there, so we've never met. But we've gotten to know each other over social media, and we kind of enjoy each other's sense of humor. I thought it would be fun to share one of the things I do. So because I have a twisted sense of humor, I like to give ridiculous tweet responses from time to time. Maybe some of you have noticed some of these. And one of my favorite things to do is like to purposefully misinterpret the question. Like there was one the other day, maybe Harry remembers. What in the heck was it? Oh, I pretended that I read the question something about canning. But that wasn't the word, it was something else. But then I answered about canning. But my stereotypical is someone wants podcast recommendations, right? And to podcasters, this is just, I'm looking for a new podcast. Everybody knows this. Sometimes when I'm bored and I'll see one of those, please give me podcast recommendations questions, I'll get on and I'll be like, what you want is a good mic. Pick a topic that you know something about. Whatever. Just stupid. I'm being stupid. Well, what I've started doing behind the scenes from time to time, when I have a particularly good zinger, is I will DM it to Harry just to make sure he sees the tweet. That's the kind of relationship we've got going now. I'm just in a state when I'm very, very clever. For some reason, I don't want Harry to miss it. I can't rest until I know he's seen the tweet. Georgie has three cats. Georgie is Georgie. We're getting to know a little bit more about Georgie. I don't know if I knew, Georgie, that you had three. I knew you were a cat person, obviously. Let's see. Oh, Gray Aardvark is back. Wanting to know if I'm a cop. I'm definitely not a cop. Although I do look like Buford T. Justice, right? From Smokey and the Bandit. No one makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a possum's pecker. I learned on this show, someone asked me one day, I think to give a Buford T. Justice impression. It turns out not only, I mean, I was surprised just that I could do it, but also that I knew some of his lines. When I get home, I'm gonna punch your mama in the mouth. That wouldn't go over very, very well these days, would they? Let's see. Mr. Zine says, Tony is a Malaysian double agent with massive investments in underground human trafficking industries. Yeah. You know, some of that might be true. But it's mostly not. It's mostly not. Ting Hao asks, can you take off your hat? Yes, I can. I mean, that. Could you imagine if I couldn't? That would suck. Hey, I wanted to let people know. We talked about it in yesterday's show. That would have been episode 43. We talked about these Chicago Tony V animated GIFs, is what I'm calling them, because I think that's what makes sense. The PR team came in over the weekend or whatever and shot all sorts of little footage of me doing this and that and silly this and silly that. And because someone was convinced this was going to be a nice little, it's just going to fit in with the Chicago Tony V brand, right? We're a brand now. And anyway, I thought I would mention, for any of you Twitter users, whatever, who want to have fun and use any Chicago Tony V animated GIFs, in the Twitter GIF search, all you got to do is just search using Chicago Tony V. Like vegetable, and all those gifts will come up and you can use them to your heart's content and have fun and whatever. There's breadsticks, there's me eating popcorn, there's me saying silly stuff, and if you're so inclined, and a lot of podcasters have already dipped their toe into this, and and it's going good. It's going good. I'm reading the stream here too and trying to talk at the same time. See, this is what happens when all of the commenters are your friends as well. That's what, and the stream is going much faster. Let's see. Georgie says, Tony's trying to make himself a meme. You need to find someone to make your hat and glasses into a filter. Would you stop with the filter already? Actually, I think that's where I would draw the line, right? Old school, old school. I don't like the idea. Everyone always asks me, are your hat and glasses a filter? So no, now I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna give the public what they want. They want to be even more lazy than they are. That's what they want. Got any advice for young people? Yeah, lots. Usually, I mean, here's a good segue. If you want advice on something maybe a little more specific than advice for young people, send me a mailbag. Send me a question. I'll read it on the show. Chicago Tony V, like vasectomy, at gmail.com is the account. Haley's been one of the users of the, I think, right, Haley? It's good to see Haley again. She's been incommunicado for a few days, so it's really good to see her pop back up. Hey, just a little coming attraction. So our very own Yak Horseman is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's got some new flavor for the Yak Horseman show, some new plan, some new wrinkle. I checked in, I think, actually probably this morning, since I've been up since midnight. It's probably a brain tumor, right? Is my brain tumor back? Is that why I can't sleep anymore? I checked out Yak. It looks like he's doing now a lot of video game streaming. He's back to that. The Yak Horseman show is still just at 3 episodes. He wants to get on and explain what's going on there. And also, I think, talk about the secret prize from last month, which is a great reminder. All right? We're in the midst of a secret prize contest for the month of whatever month this is. I think I said it earlier. It's like, it's February or March or April. It's one of those 3 months that we're in right now. And we're in the middle of a secret word contest. The way this works is I'm going to say the secret word. I do it every show, especially when Georgie reminds me. By the way, the word for this show is Juggalo. Juggalo. Email me the secret word to ChicagoTonyVLikeVegetable@gmail.com. That's it. You're entered for the show. Yak's going to come on tomorrow, and I think one of the things he's going to talk about is what was the prize? Everyone wants to know. I can't tell you. It's not one of those leg lamps. What was that from? A Christmas Story? Yeah, where is Chief Fafa is a very good question. Chief Fafa was missing yesterday, missing in action. Now, if she gets back on and watches the rerun, then she's going to be freaked out that she was even mentioned. We'll see. I might reach out to Chief Fafa, see how she's doing. Haley's saying thanks for something. Maybe thanks for it's good to see you again. Word of the day is Juggalo. It's official. Juggalo. So we look forward to talking to Yak tomorrow. So, yeah, word of the day, Juggalo. That's a good transition, all right, into what I want to talk about. So now some of you long-term pepperoni, some of this is going to be a little bit of review, but, I mean, when you – so you long-timers, going back whatever it is, two and a half – we haven't been doing this 3 months yet, have we? Early on, we actually had a bit of a history with our friends the Juggalos, right? And Insane Clown Posse. And I'll try and give you the cliff notes. It's documented here and there in previous shows, but I understand we've got some latecomers, etc., etc. So I'll try and crystallize. So my dopey computer guy, Vincenzo, who I just saw this past weekend, by the way, we had lunch again. By the way, I was going to say that yesterday and forgot. Vinny's doing fine. We were working on the freaking teleprompter again, which is turning into a complete nightmare. Vinny says hi. He's my dopey computer kid. I rail on him because I love him. Months ago, Vince, I didn't understand any of this technology in front of me. It was a major problem. Major problem. Vince said it all. I gave him a pile of cash. I said, go, whatever, go hog wild. He set everything up. I didn't know how it worked. So months ago, we were having lunch. Now, you know, I like to eat in a nice restaurant. I like a white tablecloth. I like the wait staff with the apron and the all that stuff. Make homemade Caesar dressing right next to your table. All that shit. So I invited Vinny to meet me at lunch. They got a dress code. I really forgot to warn Vincenzo. And he famously arrived in an Insane Clown Posse t-shirt. And to me, this was hilarious. I had to pull some strings to get him allowed in, whatever. I did a podcast on it. It was funny. It was cute. And frankly, I was not familiar, okay, with Insane Clown Posse. Sadly, now I'm much more cultured now because this all happened. I got to learn all about the Juggalos. I got to see everything. But by the way, for those of you curious about Vinny's face, he broke his face like 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, freaking at a skate park. He's 23 years old. He broke his face. You basically can't tell unless you were familiar with his nose. His nose is a little bit, I would say it used to be straight. Now it's a little bit of a J. He might need a little plastic surgery. Anyway, now at the time, you also have to remember this. the Insane Clown Posse t-shirt. This happened at a time when the Chicago Tony V show was not really this runaway train that has kind of happened subsequently, right? And also, keep in mind, Vinny is, he does all my video. He edits all the videos. He taught me how to record a video, but that's the last thing. He does all the rest, right? So I've seen, he showed up in the Insane Clown Posse shirt. I like to bust balls. So I made a video basically shitting all over Insane Clown Posse. And my only thought was this was going to be funny because Vinny has to edit it. It never occurred to me that people would watch it. This, again, I was living under the impression that the Chicago Tony V show was going to be me and a camera and maybe the very, very occasional actual human being that somehow found me and then spent 2 minutes and then left. Little did I know, you know, I'm going to be going to everyone's funeral in 20 years. We're all going to cruises together, blah, blah, blah. We got Robo's art show, all this stuff. Anyway, so Vinny does this video shitting all over Insane Clown Posse. And again, I did it because I wanted to bust his balls. It was a joke. Well, then all these juggalos started coming out of the woodwork to my amazement. I mean, the thing got, it's definitely my biggest viewed video. I mean, by far. And most commented, I mean, I had over 100 comments, all pissed off juggalos. And the range of responses was everything from, you know, kind of ticked off, like, hey, that's mean, all the way to, like, I'm going to find you and hunt you down and kill you. Which, in a way, I've been dealing with a flavor of that for decades, allegedly for entertainment purposes because of my supposed background, right? But, I mean, it was rather unsettling to get really fresh death threats, and it really got to the point where I got them daily. I finally took the video down. But I learned some things about the juggalos, and again, that's my most famous apology video then, was to the juggalos. I finally did, it was mean. I didn't realize people were going to look at it, the first video, so I made an apology video. And what's really nice is then that got a bunch of views and a bunch of comments, and a whole bunch of juggalos, like, forgave me. They reached out. They've been very nice. I still get nice comments here and there. I've gotten nice tweets on Twitter. So, like, it's been a really cool community. But it taught me about the juggalos. And it's like, and they call themselves a family. And I think it's very true. They stood up for each other. They just heard there was some dick on the internet that made a mean video, and they all, whatever, ganged up on me, threatened my life. I'm perfectly fine with that. No problem. Anyway, I told you that story to tell you this story about something that happened over the weekend. So let's just keep in mind what we've learned about the juggalo. So we mentioned in talking with Harry yesterday, Harry just won this major award. Now, for you sane people that don't do podcasting like Harry and I do, we're the crazy ones. And Haley, Podcast 27. For you sane people, you might not have any perspective, but so there are several kind of awards things. Well, the one that happened over the weekend was kind of like one of the major ones. I got to look up the name with my magnifying glass. For Spotify listeners, I'm showing a magnifying glass to a video right now on Reddit. All right, so this is the Self-Made Indie Podcasters Awards. That's what happened. It was Saturday night, I think. It was on Twitch. It was like a three-hour thing. It was like the Oscars for independent podcasters, right? So now podcasters, we put so much work into what, I mean, my podcasting friends are some of the hardest working people I know. It's amazing. And, you know, and of course, someone works so hard at something, they want a little recognition, you know? So people were really pumped. Now our show, the Chicago Tony V Show, got nominated for best podcast with no editing whatsoever. And we were amongst like 5 or 6 or 7, I don't know, whatever, entrants. And incidentally, I posted some imagery to Twitter this morning just so you could see. So the show happened live on Twitch on Saturday evening, and lots of great things. As mentioned, you know, Harry at Gamers Watch, they won a big award. They won Best Gaming Podcast, which is huge. It's huge. Our friends at Drunk Theory, they won like Best Comedy Podcast. It was terrific. I have other friends. I got to look it up and organize it and formally congratulate everyone. Anyway, so I happen to be sitting there when our category, when the Chicago Tony V thing came up, I happened to be on it, right? And I had been watching it for a while because I knew I had a bunch of friends, you know, that were in it. And they get up and they announce the thing, and the first little controversy, our show was misspelled, which was probably a sure sign that we were not going to be winners. But it's fine, whatever. So it came and went, and some other show won. It's just great, fine, good. Actually, I intend to check out all the shows that we lost to. I already checked out the winner this morning, because again, I've been up since midnight because of my brain tumor. And so, yeah, I checked them out. They were really good. So I'll be watching all those shows. But what's fascinating, people, and what I'm getting at is over the weekend, a full circle thing kind of happened. And actually, our history with the Juggalos is coming back now, and I'm getting contemplative. Now, what happened after our category came and went was really kind of fascinating. So the way Twitch works, it's the guy is, he's live streaming, much like I am right now. And there's a big comment section, much like we have right now. There's comments right now. After our section came and went, there was quite the scuttlebutt, quite the hullabaloo. A bunch of really fans of our show just started speaking up. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. It was the weirdest thing. I took screenshots that are up on Twitter. Let's see if I can read some. But I mean, you know, some of our, you know, VIP pepperonis, like the Gamers Watch, the Fantasy Friendship guys were standing up for us. Our buddy 22 Minutes, he was in another Twitter thread. Everyone's just, it was amazing to see this outcry. So I'm just going to read a couple of these. I don't want to toot my own horn. Really, I just want to, it's more, I'm just excited really about you guys. Pepperoni stood up. You know, Harry says in the comment section live for the show, you just made an alleged mobster very angry. Then Steven over Fantasy Friendship. He says, I mean, this is really nice. Steven, thank you. He says, but Tony is out here putting together the best podcast we've ever seen. Can you believe that shit? Then these guys, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how you do it, but they created like a broken leg emoji somehow on the fly. All these graphics of broken legs started coming up, you know, like the mob guy is going to come and break some legs, allegedly for entertainment purposes. Then a comment, Chicago Tony V needs his own category. Then Chicago Tony V should be the only category. Then Chicago Tony V is his own category. I also want to shout out to, you know who was really nice that night? Was Friday Night Music Party. I guess those guys are really big fans. Here's what they said. Chicago Tony V is his own category. Then he went on to say, I count it as more important that Chicago Tony follows me on Twitter than any of the sports teams I follow who do. Then another comment. The only path to true podcasting righteousness is through Chicago Tony V. It was really an amazing. And again, I thought about, should I even say this stuff? First of all, I want to say thank you to all you beautiful people who surprisingly stood up for me at this awards thing. And then finally, the guy doing the award show, he had to threaten to ban people. Like, to get, like, Steven over Fantasy Friendship. He basically said, hey, cut it out. So what I'm getting at, it really, I was thinking about it. It was really totally unexpected. Really fun, very flattering. But it reminded me of the Juggalos. And if you guys, I think I've said it on a show before. Back, we went through this period of shows where almost every show, the Juggalos and Insane Clown Posse were coming back up because it was so front and center for me because I was getting all this hate mail from Juggalos. But then I started getting love mail too. You know, again, a lot of them were really nice and thankfully so. And so they just kept coming up. But just after this weekend, it finally occurred to me. It's like, oh my gosh. Because one of the last things, as I was finally wrapping up daily talking about the Juggalos, one of the last things I talked about was, are we sort of going to become like that? Are we going to become our own version of the Juggalos? And that's where the term pepperonis came out of. We were talking about the Juggalos. They get a name for their group. What's a name for our group? And the beautiful and talented Chief Afa shot me an email saying, now, pepperonis. And so here we are. Here we are. It's full circle. It's just kind of fascinating to me that it has come full circle. And now I definitely hope you guys aren't throwing death threats to anyone in the future. Harry says, yes, the SMEPA Awards were very interesting. Bronze Globes. Now, Harry says, Tony, without your show, we wouldn't be doing what we do. I'm not so sure about that, Harry. Yeah, the guy made a disparaging remark about 1% of the shows. I think he was tired. You know, his show was it was like 3 hours long. He kept having to take breaks, which is very understandable. Very understandable. But anyway, I do want to actually just make sure to emphasize and take a minute. First of all, as I said, to say thank you to all you nice friends who stood up for the show. That was so sweet. You know, Timmy at 2010 Minutes, he did this hilarious video, like on the fly, about how he was going to go deck this guy doing the show. Harry with all his nice comments, the fantasy friendship guys, and as I said, the Friday night music party guys, oh my gosh. But I also want to say hello and thank you to the Juggalos as well, because as I said, I've been getting really nice comments for a good while now, and I just want to say thank you. And some of you have been so nice to me, so forgiving. I've even thought about, I want to hear from everybody. As I said, I took that original video down probably 6 weeks ago, maybe. I've been thinking about putting it back up, but put a disclaimer on the front of it saying, hey, this is a joke. Here's a little history on this. And then letting people see it again and just kind of see what happens. I'm not sure. Do you guys think I should do that? Any Juggalos, if you want to chime in, I would love it. And certainly, anyone who's a Juggalo and a pepperoni, for the love of God, please let me know. Please let me know. I've had one or two of you guys tell me, I think through YouTube, that that's the case. I'm a Juggalo and I'm a pepperoni. It's really stunning. Anyway, my gosh, I almost lost my magnifying glass. Let's see what's going on in the comments. Georgie says, oh yeah, a Berga 007. I have no idea what I'm watching, but I keep stopping by. Hey, thank you. You should follow me, whatever, in Reddit, so you can know when the show's coming on. Georgie says, it's the mysterious draw of Tony V. If I do have a draw, it is very mysterious. I totally agree. Oh, this is interesting. Regular Pixel says, I've scrolled past you so many times, and I still can't tell if the glasses are real. They look like a filter. For the love of Christ, the goddamn glasses are real. Should I start every show? Should I make my Reddit account just be called My Glasses Are Real. Oh my gosh. Drew the Mastodon says, and this year's best podcast is. I think for this, and Harry would remember, I think they had maybe like a best podcast, whatever, category. I don't know. I have no idea. Hey, the other thing that's going on is, holy cow, the mailbag is getting out of control. So I got to get right. Let's see what we can get through. Anyone who wants to send a question into the mailbag, this has been really fun. Really, really fun. Send it to Chicago, Tony V like vegetable at gmail.com. And I will, if it's reasonable, the money pennies will let it through and they will set it on my desk. It's sitting here waiting for me in the morning. It's kind of fun too, because I never know what's coming. That's maybe one of the things I enjoy about it. I did coach them. I'm like, listen, use your best judgment. Don't give me a question that's going to sneakily make me say, whatever, some sort of racist remark or something like that. So they are filtering these. Okay, here we go. Dear Tony, I'm curious to hear how your ketogenic diet plan is going. Here we go. Keto. Can you talk a bit about your approach? Are you maybe willing to get into your weight history a bit? Oh, Jesus. Like, have you tried lots of diets before? I have always struggled with my weight, and so I'm looking for hope if you have any. This is from Linda in Pasadena, California listener. Linda, you must be one of my Spotiffies, right? It's like 4:30 a.m. right now. There's no way. I hope for you, Linda. If you're on, whatever, let me know, but I hope you're still asleep. Oh, God, yeah. So, hey, I get struggling with weight. That's definitely my history. It's been a riddle wrapped inside an enigma, for sure. And yes, I did generally start something that I guess, it's funny, I said I'm doing keto. People have reached out to me and basically said, yeah, you're not doing keto. I've even had a person or two basically said, yeah, if you really did keto, you'd die pretty quickly. So they'll say, what you're doing is low carb. Anyway, like, so, yeah, I've cut out, like, starches and flour products and sugar. And I'm generally feeling really quite good. I've had some days where I just feel like, oh, like, I feel really good. Like, really good. And then I have some days where it's a little bit more of a struggle. There have been a day, so how long have I been doing it now? Maybe 2 weeks? There have been a day or two where my body is like, yeah, you're starving. You're starving. What's wrong? Go eat a Pop-Tart. Please, for the love of God. And, but I found that if I just wait long enough, then it goes. Robo says she's also doing low carb still. Just went food shopping yesterday. That's half the battle. You got to get prepared, I think. That's the thing. You know what I always keep in my fridge now? Like my go-to meal, I'll have a really big salad. I like making my salads with cabbage for some reason. Don't know why. And I'll have like some protein. Like yesterday I had... butchered a deer over the summer, so I had deer burgers and a huge cabbage salad for dinner last night. This one is awesome. Daphne Lita 88, sorry, I can't read my eyes or shit, has a great comment. Didn't you die in the Jonestown Massacre? Oh my God, that's a good one. Referring to Jim Jones, the incredibly creepy Jim Jones. Yeah, my glasses, he had rose-colored disco glasses, didn't he? That was a creepy dude. You know, I always talk about Indianapolis, and the month of May, I'm going to make sure I'm in Indianapolis. I always do every year. Jim Jones was from Indianapolis, if I remember correctly. That crazy, crazy, nutty Jim Jones. Good comment, sir. Robo says, I've been snacking on edamame and roasted cauliflower. Yeah, that sounds good. Sour, I want you to go to jail for this. Sour. I don't get it, Llama Took. I don't get it. But anyway, my diet history, yeah, it's not been one of huge victory there, Linda. It's mostly the agony of defeat. It's mostly what I've been dealing with. You know, there's, for me, I don't know if it's just me or if it's everybody, if this is normal or not. But eating healthfully usually for me involves some sort of amnesia. And here's what I'm getting at. There's a cycle. Probably not unlike, you know, a heroin addict. And a heroin addict, I probably eventually get to the point where it's like, oh, I'm kind of sick of waking up on the floor of public restrooms, you know, in New York subway stations, shit like that. And burned out crack houses. This really sucks. And then you go through this line of thinking that's like, well, but finally I learned my own lesson. For me to translate from the heroin addict to the hopeless, overweight jowl owner, it translates to something like this. It's like, oh, you know, I'm constantly tired. My clothes don't fit yet again. I got to go to the next size and the next size and the next size. And then one day you wake up and it's like, I haven't seen my privates for like 6 years. I wonder if they're still there. And finally, one day you get so curious and so listless, you just decide, okay, now's the time. I got to do something. And you say to yourself, now I've learned my lesson. This time it's going to be different. Now I get it. You know what I, and then you clean it up. You clean it up. You go cold turkey. It hurts for a few days, but then like the amazing thing about cleaning up your diet, my experience has been, my God, 4 days into it, you feel drastically better. That's about all it takes. 4 days, 5 days, 10 days into it. Oh my gosh, the world is your oyster. But then, as I said, eventually this amnesia creeps in and you forget what tripped you up the last time. And then so the blind spot for people seems to be, at least for me, the blind spot is like, it's something like this, like, you know, albeit, you know, now it's time to whatever, go to my little niece, Tabitha's first communion party, and I've been doing great. I have 10, 15 days under my belt, really clean eating, and lo and behold, oh, what do you know? There's a mountain of crab rangoon at Tabitha's first communion party. Why did I pick crab rangoon? Who would serve that at a first communion party? Anyway, let's go with it. Tabitha's mom, my sister-in-law, mountain of crab rangoon, right? Hey, I've been good. I've been a good boy. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to even put a governor on this. I'm going to hold myself to 3 crab rangoons. Bada bing, here we go. I get a plate out. 1, 2, 3 crab rangoons. And I think I deserve this. And I think, this can't hurt me. I've got 15, 20 days clean under my belt. Is this ringing a bell for anyone? And then what happens? A 1, a 2, a 3 crab rangoons. And then 3 months later, I'm 80 pounds heavier. I'm watching Breaking Bad for the 4th time. I'm crying in empty gallons of Haagen-Dazs cartons. Right? And then what happens is I say, well, this sucks. This sucks. But I've learned something. I've learned something. It turns out I gotta be more careful, right? Okay, so I've learned something. I've learned about myself, self-knowledge. Then it's like, all right, little Jimmy Dykstra who used to mow my lawn, kids graduating from high school. Now I'm gonna go to the high school graduation. I've sucked it up. Now I got 45 days under my belt, right? Clean. I'm getting back into fighting shape. Things are going good. But I got the amnesia. Here's what the amnesia is. The amnesia is you forget that you have amnesia. That's the real problem. It's not Crab Rangoon that's my problem. It's the amnesia of amnesia. I have amnesia. Is that a thing? Did I just create a thing? Am I helping anyone out there? Can anyone relate? It's amnesia. So I forget about that blind spot. I forget about the cycle. I go to Jimmy Dykstra's party. And his sicko mother has put together, for some reason, s'mores at a high school graduation party. What I should do is just stick an envelope with cash in the mailbox. Never go inside. But I go in. I start wandering around the table. I think to myself, Jesus Christ, I don't feel like talking to my neighbors. But okay, in and out, quick, easy. Oh, s'mores. And then that whole thing. Oh, it can't hurt me. I got like 30 days clean. I'm a machine. I can do whatever I want. I'm just going to hold myself to some more. You know what's up. Right? How's our long-haul trucker listening to Spotify? Are you still headed to, where was it, Poughkeepsie, New York with your Cottonelle flushable wipes? Did I nail what you have in the back of the trailer, sir? That would be uncanny if I did. A Dark Phoenix, have you ever karate chopped a watermelon in half? No, I haven't. Yes, Billy Ray Virus, yes. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. How many times have I said that to myself? You get it. You get it. Sick and tired of being snipping tired. I don't want to hear about Snapchat filters anymore. Filters. I'm going to change my name to My Glasses Are Not a Filter. Harry used to do intermittent fasting. Yes, I've heard that's, of course, becoming very popular. I've tried that too. Oh boy, I've tried it. The longest I've gone 5 days without food, no problem. It's actually very enjoyable. After about, for me, on day four, no problem. Billy Ray Virus goes on to say, I stopped eating sugar and lost 20 pounds. That's all I did. Billy Ray, what I'm saying is, did you ever forget that you quit sugar? That's what I'm talking about. Like this blind spot. I just forget. I forget that stuff, it's drugs. It's drugs. For me. What is the quickest way to start a bar fight in Chicago? I would say throw a punch or start shitting on the White Sox. That's probably another way. Maybe start talking about New York pizza. Tony, Haley is working on that project we're talking about earlier. Good. Excellent. Fish bar. Rangoon is tasty, isn't it? Yes. It's a seductress Crab Rangoon. You know, that's got to be one of those foods. Don't you think? Now, please, I'm not trying to offend anyone here. All right? Don't you think those people in the Chinese restaurants, what they're serving up, those aren't traditional dishes from back in the homeland. No way. All those people, I've noticed, they're all slender. No problem. They could stand on their feet 14 hours a day, slinging up this deep fried stuff. They're feeding all the rest of us. It's different shit. I guarantee you, the crab rangoon is not flowing over there. Don't you think I'm right? I'll bet you can't even find nary an egg roll. Except for whatever, at Beijing McDonald's or some crazy shit like that. Some food is too tasty to be legal, says Harry, and Robo says spaghetti falls into that category. Yeah, you know, that's really, I mean, being an Italian guy, I miss pasta. I do. Pasta just makes good sense to me. It makes good sense. And I was saying the other day, if you can make your own pasta, it's delicious. Good. Georgie concurs. American Chinese food is not Chinese food. Georgie, did you see my Twitter this morning? There was a message just for you. I'm sorry to keep harping on that. But yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Now, what's interesting, if you think about it conversely, think about, let's go to China now and think about American food going over there. Now, I would hazard a guess. I don't know this to be true, but I would hazard a guess that the American food that's over there, that's probably legit. I'll bet you can go over there and get a Whopper, get a filet of fish. Probably some minor adjustments to this, that, and the other, a little bit here and there. But I'll bet it's pretty much American food, and I'll bet it's fucking those people up just like it is over here. The doctors have to be wringing their hands over there. Have they finished all the gallbladder removals here? And now all those surgeons are just moving to China now in anticipation? I need to get the coin purse message out to China before it's too late. You guys could be doing something with your organs that they're plucking out. Coin purse is the obvious. That was easy. A golf glove you might consider. What else do you guys... Can you guys think of anything else? Georgie says... Robo says New York Chinese food is its own animal. I'll bet. Georgie says, I went to a Chinese restaurant with a Chinese family. They ordered off the menu. We had an amazing feast that was nothing like what you regularly... Oh, so you mean like they ordered stuff that was not on the menu. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I used to like to go to Chinatown in Chicago. That was a trip. Yeah, that was some authentic stuff. Robo says, McDonald's is probably the closest thing to American food there. And McDonald's is disgusting. Yes, it is. I agree. I hope overseas they don't think that McDonald's represents real American food. Yeah, who knows? Lord knows. But, I mean, in a way, I don't know how you could argue that it's not American. I mean, where else is it from? Right? Ray Kroc, born and raised right over here. It doesn't speak very well. I'm really concerned about Linda in Pasadena. I'm trying to think of something positive. I guess the positive message here, Linda, is that I think you can be okay. Like I've had good success so far, and I have found. Here's what I found. Probably my biggest weight loss experience. I mentioned the other day. I think I was vegan for like 2 years. Well, the first year, I cut out all sugar. And I think white flour products. And holy cow, I slimmed down. It was beautiful. And what I'm getting at, Linda, is I think what I'm saying is if you clean up your diet and if you truly do it, I think your body's going to respond. Now, this is very helpful for me. I need to hear myself saying these words. I need to go back and listen to this and remind myself. Because again, I'm going to get... Will you guys please Someone needs to check in on me. Can this happen somehow? Someone needs to remind me of my amnesia. It's gonna be, I give myself maybe 7 more days. I almost had a slip up this past weekend. I talked about it because I started, now I'm not a drinker. I'm just, it's take it or leave it. That's always been me. Take it or leave it, no big deal. Well, going into the weekend, it's like, yeah, I might have a couple cocktails. Seeing what that really is that's Chicago Tony wants sugar. That's what that is. Georgie had a Christmas dinner with a deep fried chicken head on the table. I assume that was in a Chinese restaurant. Harry says Scotland deep fries everything. A deep fried pizza, no kidding. Wow. There was a chain of restaurants called Bennigan's. I don't know if they're still around. If they are, they're probably hurting. But they used to do a deep fried like ham and cheese sandwich with raspberry jam. I should not say these words. I'm salivating right now. That sucks the way the human mind works. I'm thinking about a sandwich I haven't had for at least 25 years. At least, probably 30. What the hell was that sandwich called? And I'm sitting here now wanting it. That's horrible. How can you win when the mind can remember a 25-year-old sandwich? How am I going to win? Robo says, none of those foods is as amazing as fitting into my favorite jeans, which I can't even pull up all the way. I'm sorry, Robo. You'll get there. Oh, spaghetti is a close second, she says. Oh, God. Monte Cristo, that's it, Georgie. Oh, God. Okay, now your next assignment, Georgie girl. Does Bennigan's even exist? Because I'll tell you where my mind is going right now. It's like I will drive today, right now, actually right after the show. I'm just going to get in my car. I'll drive. I don't care how far it is. Let's see. I'm in Sheboygan. If you tell me the nearest one is Paducah, Kentucky, bam. I'm there. Wonder how long that would take. I bet that would take a good while. Freaking Bennigan's Monte Cristo. Thank Christ. Oh, they went out of business around you? Yeah. See, I don't remember them being around Chicago either. Robo says, Tony, it's apparent that you and I are on a diet. We're obsessed and talking like crazy people. I know, Robo, it's not fair. It's not fair. I do this every time, though. Here's the trick, though, Robo. Has this happened with you? I'll use yesterday as an example. See, now Harry mentioned, I think, essentially intermittent fasting. That's really something I'm doing, too. So, yesterday I had one meal. And that's what I've been doing almost every day. Now, what I find, what works really well is, by the time I eat, like, so yesterday I ate at like 3 or 4 p.m., something like that. I played golf yesterday, by the way, too. I got some sunshine, played some golf. It was tremendous. But if by eating just once a day, then what I'm going to eat, it sounds so delicious, even though it's something that would normally be boring, right? A cabbage salad? No thanks. And I'm making my own dressing too. I'm trying to be very good. It's delicious if I do it just once a day. But the problem is, it's a fine line. If I run myself too ragged and get too hungry, then it's like, all right, I'm just gonna pull into a restaurant because I can't even wait because I'm not even gonna take the time to chop cabbage and whatever else. And it's so hard. Oh, God, Georgie's checking locations. I might be road tripping to Bennigan's. Who's with me? Let's see what state we have to go meet in. Oh, God, I hope there's not a single one in the entire state of Wisconsin. I hope so bad. Or I'm in trouble. That's a slippery slope, Robo says, for me, because if I go a while without eating, I'm not even hungry anymore, then I can't think straight. Then I wind up getting starving at some point, and then I binge exactly what you just said. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Iowa, Illinois, Texas, South Dakota, Florida, Ohio. Shit, maybe I'll just kill two birds with one stone and just go down to Florida. I've been dying to... I gotta go somewhere warm. I need a spring break. Florida. Illinois. Illinois is close to me. Allegedly. For entertainment purposes. What you break your fast with is important, is most important, says Drew the Mastodon. And Drew would know. Drew's been gold medal podium finish, I think, 2 or 3 days in a row. Drew is just killing it out of nowhere. We're talking about Bennigan's, Robo. Bennigan's. We're talking about the Monte Cristo sandwich with the raspberry jam. Here I go. I got myself going again. Oh, my God. I'm like Pavlov over here. Oh, why am I torturing myself? Why do I do this? Why am I podcasting every day, Harry? Harry says I'm so hungry right now. Oh, God. Well, we got one mailbag out of the way. I'm so glad we talked about the Juggalos again. Seriously, everyone, all my pepperonis, you beautiful people. The great thing about my life is now we all communicate throughout the day, which is lovely. It means a lot to me. Today of all days, I want someone put a GPS on me. Make sure I'm not headed for a Bennigan's in some other state. Feel free to check in. Wink, wink. If anybody out there loves me, you'll be tapping me on the shoulder. Hey, Tony, what are you doing? And specifically, where are you right now? Show me, send me a picture from your phone. Robo says, don't think I missed that, Tony. You almost gave up your location. You can't get that past me. Are you saying today I almost gave up my location? I don't think so, did I? I named all the states Bennigan's is in. I don't know. I'm losing it, Robo. Are you gonna come find me? We podcast because we're insane, says Harry. Yes, we do. We're at an hour mark. I know everyone has something good to do. I know I gotta go look up. There's some place I gotta look up on Google Maps right now. I'm not gonna say what it is. Anyway, I care about you guys. I'm so lucky to be able to do this. I love you guys. I like you guys. As I said, today of all days, feel free to check in on Chicago Tony, right? Maybe a little shaky after talking about Monte Cristo sandwiches for a half hour. Good Christ, who knew? Hello to the Juggalos. I thank you for all your kind words. I really mean it. That's been great. It's great to talk about you guys again. Someone needs to check up on Chifafa. Hello. And love everybody. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I always like to remind you, don't take any shit from anybody. See you tomorrow.